This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Aaron Rodgers came out today. He practiced this morning, which is great news for Packers fans. And let's keep it real. That's great news for NFL fans. If you like the NFL, you might hate the Packers. You might hate Aaron Rodgers. But it's good news for you that he's practicing because he's a great player. He makes the game and the league much more interesting and competitive. And so it's great. But he came out after practice and spoke. And I'll give him credit. He bared his soul. He was very forthcoming, very transparent about why he was so upset with the team and where things stand now. He didn't seem to sugarcoat anything. I watched it live. And here's an excerpt of what he said.
I wanted to help the organization, maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goode, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved. I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency, Athletes First, has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer up my services as a recruiter. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, you know, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front.
Rob, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think he obviously had to just come clean and put it all out there so that we can move past it. You know what I mean? If he were to play coy and didn't say anything, then it would be like, oh, here we go. It's going to drag out. Everybody's going to still be trying to figure out, you know what I mean, what's right. happened. I think he
leaks,
did a good
more
thing.
More leaks and all
yeah,
that. Right.
Just to put it out there. And he made a lot of positive, I mean, a lot of poignant points, Chris, that makes sense, that, you know, about him trying to, you know, be a recruiter and talk about different things and whatnot. And I hear all that. I don't think that, you know, maybe the way he made it so public, but maybe he felt he had no other choice but to go public. You know what I mean?
Well, Rob, he did say this, and he said, I'll give you my opinion after I tell you. First, he said he had nothing whatsoever to do with the leaks. He was like, I don't know what in the world I would have to gain from leaking this story on draft day, from leaking these. He mentioned another instance. I can't remember what it was, but he said he had nothing to do with them. And he said his representation has assured him that they had nothing to do with it as well. Now, Rob, essentially, then that would mean it was the Packers. But my assumption, my guess, Rob, is that it was his agent. And that would mean his agent lied straight to Aaron Rodgers. Now, maybe I'm wrong. But I don't see how in the world this could have benefited the Packers to leak this stuff. But I can see how it would benefit Rodgers. Like, you know what I mean? My opinion, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know where it came from. I mean, it's easy to say nobody said it. I don't think the Packers, why would the Packers leak that on draft night? I don't think that made any sense.
Or period, because it was all negative about them, essentially. I do believe Rodgers didn't do it. Like, I believe he didn't do it, but I feel like his agent probably did.
Yeah, you just don't, you know, you really don't know. And I get why he's trying to cover his tracks, you know, to say that I wasn't the guy doing it, especially given his reputation, which was really, he had, Chris, you said it earlier, that he really wasn't the guy who talked or, you know, made a big stink about stuff. They got rid of his quarterback coach, you remember? There was no,
yep.
He really didn't like it, but I don't remember him making a big stink publicly or even leaking stories that he was upset or anything. I just remember him saying they didn't consult me, right? They just got rid of him. So, but I thought overall the only issue, and I'll say this before you get to your point, is I think it's a double-edged sword when you talk about players and getting them involved and listening to them. Because do you really want, Chris, and this is what you have to ask yourself if you're a player, do you want them to have you at the table, nod to you, say, okay, yeah, great, all right, great input, and then go do what they want to do, and it's not what you want? So then you would say, they don't listen to me, I'm pissed, I wasted my time, they still cut the guy, they still didn't sign the guy I was talking about. Do you know what I mean? Or do you not want to be so caught up in all that? I think there's certain times and situations, and I think Charlie Casterly, Chris, who we, you know, used to be on the show or whatever, Charlie always talked about this as a GM. He never asked it for another player's permission, But if you say to him, hey, what do you think of this guy? Do you know him? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
What have you heard about him from other players in the league? I think that's something that's valuable. But once you get into that, if you're a player, are you now mad that they're not listening to you? Right? If you're Damian Lillard and you say, I want Jason Kidd to be the next coach, and they hire Chauncey Billups, are you mad, Chris, or not?
No, I think you make a valid point, Rob.
That's all.
And first of all, you used the right term. You said double-edged sword. And it is a double-edged sword. Let's just say you get really involved. And they're running virtually everything by you. Coach, who's going to be the next coach? Not necessarily doing everything you want, but you are like, it's more than, hey, Aaron, Jordy Nelson, we feel like he's lost a step. We're thinking about releasing him. What do you see out there? You know, that I think that's valid. Aaron understanding, look, I can give my opinion. They may not do what I want. But there are certain situations where it would be natural to go to the quarterback. We're looking at this free agent receiver. You like him? You think he fit in our scheme? You know, stuff like that. Or even this cornerback. Is he any good? You throw against him. What do you think about this? Does this guy scare you? You know, things like that. But if you go beyond that, Rob, here's the thing that very few people have mentioned, if anybody. It can also put you at odds with your teammates. If your teammates know that you are in bed with the front office and having a major say in the moves, and a teammate doesn't get the money he wanted or doesn't get the offer he wanted or gets, you know, whatever, that could put you at odds with your teammates. There were early in Magic Johnson's career, we all know he was very close with the owner, Jerry Buss. And some of the players resented that. Some of the players resented Magic. Like, he's too close to the ownership.
Right.
And so that can put you at odds. But beyond that, Rob, you could be wrong about some stuff. And so my point is, I do think Aaron does deserve to be consulted about a few things here and there. But there's a limit. That's my thing. There's a limit. A player can't be hiring the coach. Not in the NFL. Now, I think, Rob, these guys are seeing the NBA guys, the LeBron Jameses, you know, and other players have a big-time say.
But other than
different.
LeBron, who has the biggest say? Like, I hear everybody say the NBA.
Well,
like,
I think like, in Brooklyn,
Russell Westbrook,
Kyrie.
Who else?
I think in Brooklyn, KD and Kyrie had a big say. They were consulted about Nash. They even said, Kyrie was like, we don't need a coach.
No, but you who know? Else in the league, like, is really dictating?
Yeah, it's only
like,
a
moves.
Handful. It's okay. Only a handful. But they saw Harden leave. They saw Anthony Davis leave. That's some type of power play.
Yeah, but people have forced their way out. I get that. I just don't think that it's bigger than LeBron and maybe if you want to say the Nets. But I just don't think it's a widespread.
Nah, it's
you know
not like
I mean?
every star
right,
has
right,
that type of
right.
juice. I'll give
if
you
that. If that was the case, Damian Lillard wouldn't be barking. He would have told him what to do, and that
right.
hasn't happened, right?
Right. And I also think, Rob, they're looking at Tom Brady in Tampa.
Yeah, and me and you, we talked off, you know, pre-show, and I just think sometimes, like, too much is made of the players. It's not like Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and said, trade this third-round pick and go get this guy and do this.
Right.
And do this. Most of the guys who they picked up, Chris, were all available.
Everybody could have gotten a
right. Everybody.
And it was a smart move by Brady, right? I mean, the dude,
he was available.
Right,
he was available.
He was available. Rob Gronkowski was retired.
Was retired wrestling. He was out.
Teams could have made him an offer. And, yeah, he probably wouldn't have went anywhere to play other than with Brady.
But it wasn't like they gave up something, right, to make a move to get him. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and
Leonard
Fournette had gotten cut by the worst team in the league.
Right.
And nobody else wanted him. So I agree with you. But it seems to me that that's what has happened. I'm glad Aaron bore his soul. Some of it seems like, you know, you got your panties in a bunch over, I'm not going to say over nothing, but it's not huge that big of a deal. James Jones on the NFL Network. I haven't seen him rip the Packers for how they let him go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
And let's go to another quarterback, big name quarterback, great quarterback, Deshaun Watson. We all know what's going on. He's got the 22 women who have brought a civil suit against him. And then, Rob, what, 10 of eight of them plus two others are now bringing a criminal case, right, against him. And so it's a bad situation there. But obviously, you're innocent until proven guilty. He has denied it with all of his heart. And he's convincing. And so are they. I watched the women when they spoke and their lawyer, and I said, yeah, I believe them. And then I listened to him, and I said, yeah, I kind of believe him. Like they're both believable. Obviously, there's many more on the other side, so it's like 30 against one, but still. But anyway, the NFL to date, Rob, has said, look, right now he's not on the commissioner's exempt list. He's not suspended. He can play. And what the Houston Texans are doing, they seem to think he won't be able to play. Rob G, give us the rundown of what they've been using Deshaun Watson for in the training camp thus far.
Well, he was running some scout team offense, running quarterback. They did have a Tyrod Taylor running with the ones. Now, Coach David Culley did say that it's partly because they wanted Watson to get up to speed, that he's not been around the team, so he's not up to speed on what they're doing as an offense. But that doesn't seem to be a good excuse for why he was also, according to several reporters, standing in on defense and catching swing passes out of the backfield in some of their offensive sets.
That's bizarre. I mean, I get the scout team, and I buy what Cully's saying. He hadn't been around. We want to get him up to speed on everything. Or even if you just believe he's probably not going to be able to play. Even if you believe that, I get the scout team. That's fine. Tyrod, if Deshaun's not here, Tyrod's going to be our guy. We got to get ready to win football games. So he's going to be running with the ones. Okay. But standing in on defense? I don't get that at all. That's almost like punishment. Catching balls out of the backfield? What? I mean, honestly, that's almost like punishment for you demanding a trade. And I don't know that that's what it is, but I can't buy. You can't give me an explanation for why in the world Deshaun Watson will be playing defense and catching balls out of the backfield. Does that make any sense to you, Rob?
No, I agree. If you want to limit him, say he's got to catch up, say you need to stay in and study the playbook, the new playbook, and what we're doing and implementing. Obviously, there was a coaching change, right? Things have changed since then. COVID hasn't allowed people to really be involved. I don't know what their off-season stuff on Zoom, Chris, was. But you could say, hey, you're a little behind. We need to catch you up. But I'm not putting you out there so that you could catch a ball in the backfield and turn an ankle or break something, break a finger, Chris, catching a – you know what I mean? Like all these things that you could that could happen. Or you're standing in on defense or whatever it is. You're a franchise quarterback. And I don't. I'm gonna walk around with cotton candy and cotton attached to your body, you know, because I don't want you to get hurt doing anything. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Even if you want to trade him, you wouldn't put him out there in risky situations.
That's what I don't get.
But here's my thing, Rob. I actually think they should be going much further in the opposite direction. I wouldn't be looking at trading Deshaun because I can't understand why in the world a team would give up anything for him of value right now. when there's a good chance he might end up in jail.
Yeah, it's just, it's too murky. It's too murky right now.
I wouldn't trade for him if I'm somebody else. So if I'm the Texans, I'm like, you're our quarterback. Now, I get it. You do have to protect yourself. So what I would be doing, Rob, is I would run Tyrod and Deshaun with the first team. That's what I would do. I would plan on playing him. Now, I have to protect myself, so I got Tyrod in there too. But, Rob, I'm sorry. I would play him until the NFL says I can't. I mean, he's on the team. If he's here and he's innocent until he's proven guilty, I'd play him. That's what I would do.
No, I get it. I mean, unless they have, unless they have some intel or something, and the league just isn't ready to announce it or something. I mean, what else could it be? What else could it be? I'm with you. It doesn't make any sense. He's at camp. Maybe they know the shoe's going to drop, Chris. Maybe they really know it. Because
it sounds like it.
If you follow the NFL and for way less offenses, way less guys got suspended. Do you remember who was just telling us the other day that Roethlisberger got 6 games
right.
in that case, and there were no charges.
It wasn't as many, obviously, as many.
No, right, and there were no charges filed against him.
Right. I mean, it was some stuff. You know.
No, but I'm saying, but charges. But right, yes, there was an investigation, but I don't think Ben ever had charges. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There was an investigation, and he got 6 games. And now you got, how many women is it now? Do we have the count? Do we have the turnstile count?
I guess it's 30, right, Rob G?
Is it 30?
No.
Nope. It would be 24.
24, I'm sorry.
24, and then the wrench thrown into the works is that now the couple of them are criminal, right? All the other ones were
10 of
civil.
Them are saying criminal cases now.
Now there's a couple that say criminal.
Right. So you're probably right, but here's the thing. If I think he's going to get suspended ultimately and not be able to play, okay, I might have him out there with the team. Honestly, Rob, just kind of watching. Maybe scout team, okay. But again, defense, that is – here's the other thing with that, Rob, and maybe I'm overstating it. Does that diminish your team leader in the eyes of his players, of his teammates? When you see them treating him like a darn scrub, go out there and stay in here for defense. Catch these balls out of the backfield. I think that diminishes him. What if he's found innocent?
You mean not guilty?
What if he beats this? Yeah, not guilty. What if he beats this? And he comes back and is able to play. You've diminished your leader, in my view, in the eyes of his teammates. Or also, you may have given the other teammates reason to look sideways at the coaching staff or the front office or whoever's in charge.
Or they know it's worse then, and they don't want to set themselves up to putting him out there acting like everything is okay when teammates go, oh, this makes no sense. Why are they doing this? They know he ain't going to be here when it's – you know what I mean? Like
I get that, but I'm just saying keep him on the sidelines, right?
Right. There's got to be something that makes them feel the way that they do, Chris, because what you're saying is 100% accurate. Why do this if you're going to have him out there at all, right? It should be either you're practicing to be the starting quarterback or, you know what, sit this one out. The way that Trevor Bauer with the Dodgers, right, Chris? He's on administrative leave. You can't pitch.
Right.
You can't pitch. We're doing an investigation.
You're not around.
Can't pitch. Exactly.
Yep. So it's a strange one. But look, we'll see how it plays out. But I'm with you. Look, I'd like to see him out there playing until this thing is settled. And if he's guilty, hey, he's got to suffer the consequences.
Right. Yep.
But until then, I'd like to see him out there. But this is strange the way that the Houston Texans are handling this situation.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've got to go back to the story of the day, and that, of course, is Aaron Rodgers. And, Rob, I've been saying it for months, and certainly over the last few weeks. Aaron, speak. Tell us what the deal is. Stop being so cryptic. It's getting old. And after practicing the day with the Packers, he spoke. He was transparent. He was open. Seemed like he was honest. He bore his soul about everything that he disliked about the Packers organization and why he was considering retirement. He said he really considered it, Rob. We'll comment on it after this.
I believe it when I see it. I don't know about that.
Here he is. He said he considered retirement. Here he is.
I thought about, you know, I talked about how important being a full-timer was for a long time. This was the first time to spend the off-season away without a COVID year or a lockout year. And I enjoyed it. You know, I really did. I took time working on myself and trying to to better myself in a number of areas where I feel like I could improve based on my own patterns and conditioning. And it was a lot of growth in that process. I continued to find joy and happiness in things off the field. However, there's still a big competitive hole in my body that I need to fill. And as I got back into my workouts, I just realized that I know I can still play and I want to still play. And as long as I feel like I can give 100% to the team, then I should still play.
All right,
I think
Rob,
that's an
think?
Honest answer.
So he said he did consider it.
Yeah, no, but I mean the idea of giving 100%. You know, like I don't think he's coming to the season half-ass. You know what
I
mean, Chris?
I agree with you.
I don't believe anybody who thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and just be willy-nilly and not care and like, oh, this is my last year with the Packers. I don't care what happens. I don't for 1 minute think that'll happen.
I agree with you because there are people out there saying, oh, he's still upset.
Right.
He's still not bought in. He's still mad with the organization. He's done. He's checked out. No. Rob, I can't believe that he's angrier now than he was a year ago. I know he added something extra on there. Oh, they should have come to me to talk about an extension. Okay. But he was upset last year. And he used it for fuel. And he had arguably the best season of his career. And I think he's going to come out here and try to use it as fuel. But even if he doesn't play as well as last year, which he may, I think he's giving it his all. I don't think it'll be a problem at all. I don't think it'll be a problem whatsoever for him to put his gripes with the organization behind him. Because at least, Rob, this year, you got to admit this. He got to vent. That's what today was. It was a venting session. He got to get it all off of his chest. He said his piece. He spoke his piece. And now he's ready to play football. Last year, he kept it inside. He kept all of that anger, all of that bitterness, all of that hurt inside.
And what happened? He ran away with the MVP.
No, he was great.
Right. He really played great last year.
So I think that he'll be fine. I think they'll be contenders, and I think their whole goal. And we saw it, right? I mean, look, now we know, you know, there was questions. There was speculation. What did he and Devontae Adams mean with the Jordan Pippen picture, right? Did they mean that they hate Brian Gutekunst like Jordan and Pippen hated Jerry Krause? Did they mean it's over, or did they mean they're coming back for one last hurrah? Well, we know what they meant. They meant they're coming back for at least one last hurrah. And what did Jordan and Pippen do, Rob? They won it. And I'm sure that Devontae and Rodgers spoke about that.
Well, that would be a storybook, to be honest. If he came back after all that he went through, after what happened in that playoff game and not getting a chance to tie the game, you know what I mean, Chris? That would be a storybook, and then he could walk off. Like, he could walk out of Green Bay. He would have won two championships more than Brett Favre did, right? He could have, you know, put all his cards on the table, say yep. This is what he wanted, why. And if you win like that, I would be the first one to say he should leave on that note. Do you know what
well,
I mean?
I was like, gonna ask
like that,
you
that. That's where you, so would, you I would walk out.
So let's take like you might just want to live in a different city, a different part of the country. You're from California. Let's take all that out and keep it to football. Do you think if they win the Super Bowl this year that he should leave?
Yes.
Wow. Why?
Because of where they are, the strained relationship, that he put all of his cards on the table. I just think it would be sometimes like, and it's not the end of the world. How many we talk about it all the time, Chris. All great quarterbacks finish their career elsewhere. They just do.
Most of them.
It's part of the NFL. So it wouldn't be like some demerit that he went somewhere else. And he could just say that he went out on his own terms. He made peace with everything. They finally listened to him or whatever. I know people would say, well, why don't you want to run it back? I just think that after winning that, he will have proven something and accomplish something. And if he wanted to go somewhere else after that, I think I still think he could, you know, do more elsewhere and cut the ties and cut that chapter of his life with Green Bay. Because, you know, in listening to him, obviously there's a strained relationship. It's not the same no matter what, you know, no matter what anybody says, it's not.
Well, he's always said, and he said it today, that he's always talked about and wanted to finish his career in Green Bay.
Right.
And to your point, he could, if he did that, that would separate him from many of the greats. Not all. I mean, Terry Bradshaw obviously ended with Pittsburgh. There are a few. But like you said, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, we could go on and on. Many have moved on.
And think about
that would give him a little extra, you know, something, if you will, on his legacy if he finished Green Bay. And, Rob, I mean, what if they won it next year? And it's hard to repeat, but, you know, what if, say, he played there three more years and won two more Super Bowls? I mean, that would be big. Now, here's what I will give you.
No doubt. That would be big.
Here's what I will give you. I'm going to say this. I do believe, Rob, let's say he won it next year. Right in Green Bay, and walks away. You don't lose that way. I mean, it's Kawhi Leonard, they will always remember him in Toronto as a champ.
No matter what.
Right?
No matter what.
LeBron James, I know he didn't win it his last year in Cleveland, but still, he went there. He delivered them a championship. They will never forget. You can walk away. It's better to walk away as a winner than a loser. All right. So that I'm with you on that. And I'm going to say this, which I didn't think I would say, you know, if you had asked me maybe a few weeks ago or whatever, even a few days ago. But if he won it next year with Green, or this season with Green Bay, Rob, and then went somewhere else and won it, but not even necessarily that next season, but, you know, within the next 2 or 3 years, I actually think that would probably do more for his legacy than winning two more in Green Bay. Now, that might be odd to say, but maybe, you know, like Tom Brady, it's helped him, as great as his legacy was, it gave it even more of a boost that he went to Tampa Bay and won it. Like, when you show you can go elsewhere and win a championship, I think that speaks to a lot. I mean, LeBron gets praised because he's, you know, led three different franchises to championships. So what do you think about that? You think it'd be the same, you know, winning it two in Green Bay or two or one elsewhere, you know, one in Green Bay, one elsewhere? Or do you think it would matter?
That's a good question. I think either way he would be good.
It's great either way. Yeah,
right, I mean, either way.
I was going to say it gets in the GOAT conversation, but Brady's seven is.
No, he would have to be at least 4-0 or something and win like three in a row. To me, that would be, say he won three championships in a row, Chris, to end his career.
Then you could
4-0.
Put him in the GOAT. I agree.
Right. If he it would have to be something
straight,
like that.
You could put
right.
him in
three straight to end your career, and then you have all the numbers that he has, right?
Right.
Overall, number one passing quarterback rating, the touchdown, to interception ratio. He'd have to have all that plus 4-0. That's the only way.
And even Montana might not get it, but
and
that's
he, right. Because even Montana's 4-0. So Chris, if you're not 4-0, how could you jump over Montana? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you need at least 4-0.
Right, right. But it'd be interesting that, you know, would it be better for him doing it elsewhere? All right. He also spoke about the uncertainty, right? We were just talking about this, of his future in Green Bay. So people are wondering, is he out the door after this season, or is there a chance he could come back? Here he is.
As I felt like, if you can't commit to me past 2021, and I'm not a part of recruiting process and free agency, if I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, then go ahead and do it. That obviously didn't happen.
That makes sense. I think he wants to control his own destiny. And I've got no problem with that. It's hard in NFL. He obviously wasn't able to do it. But I think he was saying, look, you're going to replace me anyway.
Right.
Then
the
let me go out
there
on my own terms.
The guy's
right?
sitting there, right.
Yeah, and he said today, look, they drafted my replacement. So, Look, who knows what'll happen in the next year if they win the Super Bowl, if they really, you know, start treating him differently with the front office, maybe hearing him out a little more. Who knows? I mean, he could definitely stay. I don't think you can say for sure either way, right, that he's definitely out of there. Maybe it seems like he's most likely to leave. I would agree with that. I think it's certainly above 50% that he would leave. Because he said, even if he wins the Super Bowl, he still knows what. They still, at some point, they trying to put in Jordan Love.
Right. They didn't draft right? They didn't draft him for no reason, right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.